Welcome to the Conscious Code series on the Embody Me podcast. I am your host, Crystal Renee, and I guide you on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment through a captivating exploration of the profound energies embedded in each human design gate. In this series, we dive into the very fabric of your unique essence as we align with the shifting frequencies of the sun transiting through each gate every 6 days. In each episode, we'll unravel the mysteries surrounding the current gate, from the overall energy that envelops us to the shadows casting their subtle influence. We'll leave no facet untouched. But this isn't just about introspection, it's about application. How can you harness these energies in your brand and business? How can you navigate the shadows and embrace the gifts within? We're not just exploring here. We're empowering you to step into and embody your highest timeline. So whether you're a seasoned human design enthusiast or just stepping into this cosmic journey, join us for insightful breakdowns, contemplative questions, and practical tips to embody the full frequency of each gate. Are you ready to unlock the wisdom within and embrace the conscious codes that live within you? It's time to journey together, align with your fullest potential, and embody all of who you came here to be. Welcome back to the Conscious Code series on the Embody Me podcast. I'm Crystal Renee, taking you through the archetypal energies as the sun transits every 6 days. And today we are in gate 38, which I like to refer to as the Honorable Warrior. Now, I love this gate so much because this is the gate that truly made me fall in love with human design, because this is the gate that allowed me to embrace the fighter that lives within me, because I always had and carried this energy. This is my culture sphere and the gene keys. It is my unconscious Jupiter. And I remember when I first learned about like the law of attraction and, you know, thinking positive, I was definitely forcing, you know, toxic positivity and suppressing this aspect of myself. So when I saw that this was an energy that lived within me, I finally embraced it and accepted this part of me, which is what I love about human design so much. So this gate it's called the gate of the fighter or gate of opposition or the gate of the visionary in human design. It's located in the root center, going towards the spleen, through the channel of struggle, which is a design of stubbornness, via gate 28. In the gene keys, it's called the Warrior of Light, and that highly resonates with me. I always call myself a light warrior. The shadow is struggle, the gift is perseverance, and the city is honor. Now, this is in the tropical sign of Capricorn and the Vedic sign of Sagittarius. This is also the conscious sun sign of the father of my children. And I'm just very familiar with this gate and obviously attract these kinds of people, considering this is my Jupiter sphere. So the overall energy of gate 38 is characterized by its energy to preserve individual integrity through opposition to detrimental forces. So it's an energy that thrives on pressure, and it's driven by a relentless quest for purpose and meaning in life. It's always fighting to find purpose or meaning. So at its core, it's about engaging in struggles that have true meaning and value. This is all about the will to fight for what is right and the capacity to stand up for yourself and for others, even when faced with significant adversity. That is me all day. This describes my energy. Even though it's my unconscious Jupiter, I just resonate so well with this. So, you know, this gate is all about a call to find a fight worth fighting, to pour itself into a cause that aligns with their true core values, and transform struggles into purposeful journeys. Through this gate urges you to reach, stretch, and break new ground, always moving towards personal growth and spiritual evolution. So let's talk about this, the shadow. The shadow is struggle. It's like a fight without purpose, which is marked by unnecessary conflicts, stubborn opposition, and the tendency to fight without a clear and meaningful cause, leading to an unhealthy cycle of struggles and contention. So you're just fighting to fight. And I have definitely been stuck in that shadow before. If you have a repressive or introverted nature, the shadow can show up as a defeatist. And this is what happens when the energy in this gate collapses. It stores an enormous amount of tension in your body. It's almost like you've given up and there's a loss of enthusiasm for life. You go into a state of depression, locking the defeatedness in your body, and you don't project your misery outward, but internally blaming yourself. And once you find a cause worth fighting for, there is where the tension leaves your body. It's like you're searching for something to fight for, but there's nothing. And you project all of this inward, this tension to fight for something that you value or that gives you a feeling of purpose. And then if you're more of a extroverted or reactive person, this shows up as aggressiveness. And it is about projection and projecting all of your aggression and anger onto others. You can't help but fight the wrong things and the wrong people. You have no sense of purpose and you're constantly in combat mode in order to release the tension that you feel inside. It stops you from having successful and loving relationships. So in the shadow, you know, you're struggling, you have no purpose, you're seeking the purpose, but you're fighting for the wrong things. And then you become addicted to fighting. You're not listening to outside, you have very selective listening. You're not listening to, you know, others' perspectives. You're often challenging authority or established systems without a clear or personal reason, just causing unnecessary friction or conflict. And then, of course, you can show up as depressed or defeated, where you store a lot of tension in your body. And this can lead to feelings of, you know, internal blame and feeling low about yourself. You may also find yourself seeking out confrontation and opposition, even when it's not necessary or beneficial to anybody. So you go from the struggle, always wanting to fight, not knowing what you're fighting for, then move into the gift of perseverance. And that's the indomitable spirit of the underdog, where, you know, you embody resilience, you're thriving in action, you're overcoming obstacles with wisdom, and you're fighting for truth and love with a steadfast commitment to meaningful battles. You're actually, now you have something to fight for in your gift. And perseverance is like, you just persevere through struggles. You maintain your determination, even when you're faced with that, all the adversity. You turn your struggles into a purposeful quest. And you have a love for taking action. You're very discerning and wise. You know when to act and when to hold back. You ensuring that your responses stem from truth rather than fear or anger. And this discernment actually helps you prevent unnecessary struggles. And you stand for truth. You stand for the underdog. You fight for the underdog. You're a warrior for truth. And once you commit to a cause or a belief that aligns with your inner truth, you're relentless in your pursuit and you will not back down. Ugh, I just love that. I so resonate. You actually value obstacles in your gift because it gives you something to fight for. You love overcoming obstacles. You fight for love and you are triumphant. You win battles against the odds all the time, without resorting to deceit or unethical behaviors. It's like your success inspires others and reaffirms the power of integrity within you. You persevere. And then that brings you to the city, this highest state of frequency, the city of honor, which transcends the struggle and battles, evolving into a state of profound respect, love, and self-sacrifice for the greater good. Shining with immense purity and upholding the highest virtues of human spirit. I mean, when you think of the word honor, that's pretty much what you think of. So you go from like just fighting everything and everyone that is in your way, you don't even know why you're fighting them, to perseverance, where you know who and what to fight for. You know what's worth your time. You fight for truth and love, and you persevere, you overcome obstacles in the essence of being the underdog. And then you move into honor, where you transcend all of that, and you are someone that holds the highest virtues of the human spirit. How beautiful is that? So here are some contemplative questions that you can ask yourself. What have my experiences of fighting shown me about what matters to me? Beautiful question. What are my life complaints showing me about what is worth fighting for and what isn't? And what is the purpose or higher meaning behind my struggles? Here are some tips that you can use to further embrace the shadow of struggle and embody the gift of perseverance. Recognize the value of your struggles. They're not inherently negative and can actually lead you to growth, resilience, and the development of a deeper understanding of life. So reflect on your struggles and ask yourself what they are teaching you. This one's very important. Choose your battles wisely. The energy of opposition can overwhelm if not directed properly. So try to discern which fights are worth your energy and which ones are not, because your energy is valuable. So it's important to use it for causes that align with your inner truth. And develop your perseverance. Build resilience and strength by persevering through challenges. And this doesn't mean stubbornly resisting change or clinging to harmful situations, but rather developing the fortitude to remain committed to your path in the face of adversity. Beautiful gate, the gate of the fighter. Struggle, perseverance, and honor. I feel like we're all at a place right now where we're really trying to figure out what it is that's worth fighting for in our lives, and what truths that we can hold on to and what truths are not any longer worth fighting for. So I love you guys so much. Thank you again for your presence here. And I'll see you again when the sun transits into the next human design gate. Toodles. And that concludes another enlightening journey through the cosmic realm of human design gates and gene keys. I hope you've enjoyed decoding the conscious code with me, uncovering the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Remember, these powerful insights are not just meant to be heard, but also embraced and embodied in your everyday life. Allow the wisdom of the gates and gene keys to guide you, to ignite your purpose, and to empower you on your unique path of self-discovery and self-mastery. I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this cosmic exploration. Your presence and curiosity fuel my passion for uncovering the mysteries of the universe, and I invite you to continue exploring and integrating the wisdom you've gained from the conscious code. As the sun continues its celestial dance through the gates and gene keys, remember that you too are part of this magnificent cosmic tapestry. Embrace your unique design, honor your path, and let the conscious code guide you to live a life of purpose, authenticity, and self-empowerment. Until our next cosmic rendezvous, keep shining your light, embracing your truth, and living as a conscious co-creator of your reality. Thank you for being a part of the conscious code.